You usually hear Roberta Schultz on this side of the mic as contributor to Around Cincinnati doing one of her engaging book reviews. Tonight, we're going to explore some gifts of this very talented woman. Roberta plays guitar, sings, and writes award-winning songs for the Kentucky Woman's Trio, Raison d'Etre, who have multiple recordings to their credit, and she also has completed her first solo album of original songs titled One Small Step. Along with working as an arts and healing musician and drum facilitator for Cincinnati Arts Association, Roberta is the author of two previous chapbooks of poetry, Outposts on the Border of Longing and Songs from the Shaper's Harp. Tonight we're going to talk about her latest book of poetry titled Touchstones. Fellow local poet Karen George provided the beautiful photo for the cover, and Finishing Line Press is the publisher. And I am delighted to be talking with you, Roberta. Welcome.
I'm so glad to be here, Barb. Thanks for having me.
So you've chosen Touchstones as the title for this collection. I know it refers to an actual tool, so to speak, but it also has a metaphoric meaning. Talk a little bit about how and why you came to choose this for this book of poems.
You know, I was thinking about that, anticipating you would ask. And it came about because I had put together a larger collection and had submitted it several places, which of course was immediately rejected. So then I went back and thought, what do I have in this collection that seems to all speak to each other? So I started pulling out the poems that had a lot to do with the places and the people that I always return to, and even those things and those activities that keep me kind of centered in this world. And I was looking for a metaphor or something actual, literal, that would talk about that. And a touchstone for me means something that measures you. It was actually a type of stone for measuring whether gold was real or not. And it's also a metaphor for those things that bring you back to who you are. So I just started looking for the poems that seemed to go with that theme that I had in my larger collection. And I'll put them together in a chapbook arrangement.
Well, I'm glad you persisted because these are beautiful poems. And start us off, if you would, with the Touchstone poem.
Touchstone. After Sweat Lodge, MJ explains bear medicine to the circle of women gathered at retreat. Drums pound Ojibwe songs about feathers dancing. Na, 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 na. Give each other something you hold dear, she says. I pass my Turkish necklace to the woman just left of my elbow, who cradles a crusty rock, crisscrossed with petroglyphs. Novenas rush to my lips in offering for the rope of beads I release, ornament, yet rosary. Giveaway loosens one noose of attachment. New prayers rub sandstone litanies against my fingertips. MJ burns tobacco and sage for the elk hide drums, whispers, spirit beings, while we chant invocables. Always wrap your drum in a blanket, she advises. I press cool blessings into calluses that no longer yearn. Close wounds in my chest with healing steam that rises from my throat in ululations.
I do want to talk about a couple of lines here. Giveaway loosens one noose of attachment, and then the idea of wounds. So in talking earlier, you mentioned that these poems in general have to do with loss. Is it true to say that they have to do with healing also? And what part does that play in your writing?
I think perhaps they do have to do a lot with healing, in that I write in order to know what's hurting me or know what's gnawing at me and to somehow address that. And this incident that happened at a women's retreat years ago was a time I was learning about how to do that. Like how if you give away something, a lot of the Native people believe if you give away something, it loosens that noose of attachment that keeps us from being who we are. And so in that way, this poem did speak to loss. But then I've had a lot of personal losses in the past year that made this poem come about, I think.
Did you give something away?
In the poem, yes. I gave away a beaded necklace that I had been given by a boyfriend in high school.
Ah,
It was a beaded necklace from Turkey, where he was stationed in the Air Force. And I'd had it for all those years, and we were supposed to bring something to give away. And that was what I gave away. And we were just to exchange with the person next to us.
As I mentioned, you write songs and you write poetry. And I'm wondering how you decide which trail to follow, so to speak. Does something just show up in your brain as lyrics or a poem? Talk a little bit about your writing life.
Well, I feel that I've been writing songs way longer than I've been writing poetry. Although it's probably not true. I'm sure I wrote poetry when I was a child, but I didn't start thinking of myself as someone who could write poetry until maybe like 15 years ago, probably. So I've written a whole lot more songs. They just come to me as melodies first that will not go away. I just hear this melody that won't go away. And then eventually some words find the melody. So that's pretty much the method I use for writing songs. And therefore, they don't happen as often as poems because I don't deliberately every day sit down and try to find a melody. But in poems, I find that if you sit down and try to write something every day, eventually something comes to you. So it's a lot easier in that way, but it's also a lot harder to make them good, I think, or to make them speak to other people.
So you have a poem that is also about song, which I would love for you to read to us.
This is a poem that I had to memorize at some point for Paulette Hansel's workshop. She had given us a prompt to take a poem and memorize it for another person. So the poem that it's after, the poem Gift by Judith Hemshemeyer, was the poem that I modeled this one after. Song, After Gift, by Judith Hemshemeyer. Let me tie this song around your finger, not now when the bold print of your life, like a high-definition billboard, is reminding, prompting you along, posts of bright exits announcing every turn. But later, if ever you follow a dark ramp into the loop and signs blur or mumble, no re-entry, or stop your breath with the jolt of dead end, then unwind this twine to find the tune again, a spare thread for your journey home.
I love these ideas you've given us tonight of letting loose of something to move on, and this idea of a spare thread for your journey home. I thank you so much for being with us, Roberta.
And good to hear you, Barb. Thank you.
I've been talking with Roberta Schultz about her latest book of poetry, Touchstones. You'll find more information about it at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Barbara Gray.
Freedom is a long, hard ride. Freedom is a gospel train. Sounds alive.